The one you're seeing is the animal. It's not my humanity, is it? No. My humanity is in my personality, in my spirit. Forget about the animal part. Then, when you're looking at me, what do you see? You're looking at the animal. Yes, a little bit of my attitude. I could keep quiet. Aha. Let's go a little bit deeper. When you're looking at the animal, what do you see? What do you see? Forget that about me. You're looking at an animal. What do you see? The show of that animal. Right? Oh, when you're walking in a standing park and these birds, they're around and you don't pay attention if they make the tail like that. Suddenly you stop and you watch. That's what the show off is all about. Right? How about our transformed people? First of all, they have stopped all the show-offs. Then what you see? This is how they are invisible to you. Because they don't show off. Shams will not go around and tell everyone, you know me, I'm Shams. I have the magic. I could transform. No. It takes Rumi for him to show himself, not even Rumi knowing him. Remember? This is what we are talking about here. This is the subject that, listen, everybody thinks that they love to be isolated. No. They show you that without the show off, you could live better. Therefore, they don't have any show off. Therefore, they're invisible. Now, do you get it? They're invisible not because they hide. They're invisible because they stop to show off. Yes?
Since in the view of the intelligent, man is hidden, how must be the Adam who is pure in the unseen world?
Even the logical part of the animal, which is visible in the attitude, normally in the human being you have difficulties to see it because they could hide it. Do you see the logic of every person? Of course not. He says, now I'm talking about the people with the beyond the logic manners, then they're invisible. So you realize what we mean by invisible. Becoming transparent. Stopping all the show-offs. This is what the mirror is all about, remember? We always said the mirror is like a mirror because it doesn't show off. Yes?
Comparison of the form of the saints and the form of the speech of the saints to the form of the rod of Moses and to the form of the incarnation of Jesus, peace be on them both. Man is like the rod of Moses. Man is like the incantation of Jesus. For the sake of justice and for the sake of Bikurim, the true believer's heart is in the hand of God, between his two fingers.
What does that mean? Is it a bad question? What does that mean? First is very poetic, yes. The human being is like the stick of Moses or the magic of Jesus. Okay, we understand. He's talking about the magical part of the human being and blah, blah. Then he will say, what? For the sake of justice and for the sake of decorum, which I don't know what it is. The true believer heart is in the hand of God between two fingers. means one. What it means between two fingers? Ask the religious people. They will tell you this. And this is a special window that the prophet will bring in, and you see through it the, I don't know, like a movie, a report, and blah, blah, blah. This is the silly version of it. But between two fingers is this. Do you see this? Ha ha ha! And where is Hap? Write it down. It's in our writing, our book, our documentation. This is what it is. So, the heart of a believer is in the hand of Hap. Means he will write in it whatever he wishes, because I have a blank heart to offer to him. Your heart, animal heart, is full of desires and wanting this, wanting that, asking for something, telling something, nagging about something, all of that. Well, me, that's why they said the heart of a believer is between the fingers. This is what it means. Yes?
Its exterior is a piece of wood, but all existence is one mouthful to it when it opens its throat.
Okay, good exaggeration, but really, does it mean something? Aha! Let's go back to that stick. What is the stick of Moses? Do you remember? Reasoning. Rumi himself, he said, that stick is reasoning. Somewhere else he talked about it. He said, listen, walking the path, okay, it's lovely, but you know what you need? An eye to see, but you're blind. So, for the moment, you need a stick. Better is to find somebody with eye and hang on to that fellow. But that stick is istidlal, means proving something. Reasoning is istidlal. Leading somewhere is istidlal. And that's that asa. Here he will say, that one, it appears to be wooden, but it will open its mouth and the existence is one bite. This is what reasoning is. When you talk about the existence, it's a logical conversation, one bite. Yes?
In the incantation of Jesus, do not regard merely the letter and the sound. Regard the fact that death turned and fled from it.
Yeah, go back to book 2. Remember? Seeing the Jesus and asking for the spell. Teach me the spell. I said, it's not the spell. Here he would say, don't look at the words that Jesus is saying. Look at the essence. This is the form. The essence is that he could make the death run away. Period. Jesus will do it, not those words. Because if I know those wordings and I will say it, nothing will happen. Yes?
In this incantation, do not regard the petty words. Consider that the dead sprang up and sat down.
Repetition? In a stronger way, to make sure that you will remember it, that remember what he is saying, the accent he is using, those words, these are nonsense, because there is no such stuff in reality. If in reality it could happen, means there is a prophet and he wants to bring back a dead to life, What does he need to say? Nothing. Just doing this. Because, first of all, when he's talking, that fellow is dead. He's not hearing anything. So it's not talking over there. That's something else. But we say talking. Why? Because we mean he transformed some meaning. The meaning of life being transformed to the other way. We're talking about that magical part. So, don't look at the wording and how he said and did he move his hand or not. Look at the dead one who became alive. That's what Jesus does. Who's watching? Do you remember that I'm going to die? Do you remember his poet? Die, die from this world. Die, you will be reborn again. That's what we're talking here. So, I die from myself and hell will revive me. That's the magic of Jesus. That's what it is. I will die from my animal existence and I'm reborn in an enlightened existence. That's what it is. Yes?
In the case of that rod, do not regard the easy getting of it. Regard the fact that it cleft the green sea. You have seen from afar the black canopy. Take a step forward and behold the army. From afar you see nothing but the dust. Advance a little and see the man in the dust. His dust makes eyes bright. His manliness uproots mountains. When Moses came up from the remotest part of the desert, at his advent, Mount Sinai began to dance.
Ha ha. Have you ever heard that? This is the Rumi's poetic interpretation. Somewhere else he will repeat it differently. He will say everybody thinks that the mountain was collapsed. You know this story, or you don't? My goodness, how kind of Jew are you? You don't know the story? The story is this. Moses is looking for that little baby ship, okay? Suddenly God will call him. He will not pay attention. God will call him again. Hey, Moses, I'm talking to you. You mean, why? He say, I chose you to be a prophet. He say, no, I don't like it. Why? Why should I? And blah, 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 all that. And God will say, hey, I'm the God. You have to listen to me. He say, are you God? Let me see you. He says, you cannot see me. He said, no, if I cannot see you, I don't believe in you. I have to see you. I want to see you. He repeats all this. God will say, you cannot. Step aside. I will show myself to the mountain. Burst of light will come and the mountain will explode. And tell the Moses, this is what happens. Do you want to see me now? This is the story. Okay, religious story. Rumi, you say, poor Moses. I wish I was the mountain. The hell with the Moses. Be the mountain, see him. And you know what? Do you know what happened to the mountain when he saw him? He started to dance. That's what happened. That explosion is dancing of the mountain. Here he will repeat it. In Ghazal he has that. I love that. That was the moment that the mountain was lucky to see the God. Here, again, we'll go there and say, what? He said, listen, that mountain became a dancer.